conditional use number 2047, Delmarva Petroleum Service.
Mr. Chairman, considering CU 2047, Delmarva Petroleum Service, my motion is for deferral at this time.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2047, Delmarva Petroleum Service. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2048, Delaware Shore Equity LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on conditional use 2048, Delaware Shore Equity LLC, for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2048, Delaware Shore Equity LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2016-5, estates at Enchanted Woods, Eastern Shore Brothers LLC.
Mr. Chairman, on this one, if I could have an opportunity to pull the prior approval on it. I don't know what you're all going to do, but at least know what it was before. So
I can appreciate that.
Yeah. And I'll circulate that with everybody.
All right, then. We'll entertain a motion for deferral.
Mr. Chairman, on 2016-5, estates of the Enchanted Wood, Eastern Shore Brothers LLC, my motion is for deferral.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2016-5, estates of the Enchanted Woods, Eastern Shore Brothers LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, our final item is the ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21, Signs.
Anybody ready to act on this? You got some recommendations already?
The advice on the best way to move forward. We've got some proposed amendments. We've got a lot on the table. I mean, certainly we can't act tonight, but, you know, is it possible to do it on our next scheduled meeting, or do we need to try to squeeze in a workshop if it's going to take more time?
Well, I mean, let me ask this, just pose this. We had an alternate ordinance presented. Is there some thought that that's going to be the version that's going to come out of here? Not holding you to it, but I mean, obviously, there's two ways. If it's an alternate ordinance or if it's a line item revision of what we've got, that's two different things.
I'm satisfied with the alternate ordinance as it is. I would be willing to advance that as being our recommendation. I just felt that and this is no criticism of the ordinance, of the preparers of the ordinance that was presented to us. They did what they were instructed to do. I have no doubt of that. Okay?
That's absolutely right.
So it has nothing at all to do with those that prepared it or those that presented it. It has to do with the fact that we had a process, and the alternate ordinance, in my opinion, appears to reflect that process more accurately than the ordinance that we've been presented with. Therefore, if you wish defer action, I certainly can do that. I frankly am ready to vote right now.
My caution would be that we, Mr. Sharp and I, have only seen the alternate ordinance tonight.
He needs
a fine attorney, but I'd like to make sure, like we did at the outset, that there's no unintended consequences and everything lines up right.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Mr. Wheatley, that, you know, just on first blush, looks like it's well written and considered, you know, the input of the work group and the issues that were, you know, really the challenge at hand. But I so much information, I really wouldn't like to read it a second time and listen to the tape a second time. I made some notes on specific speakers that I wanted to re-listen to, and specifically Mr. Robertson. One of those notes had to do with my question of Mr. Hutt regarding the variance and the special use exemption for new signs. I mean, I think I mentioned about us trying to be a little more imaginative of bringing non-conforming either closer to conforming or reducing the number of those signs, because I think Mr. Forney made a valid point that, hey, you know, we have a lot of signs, and if we can find a way to satisfy the sign industry's need and still reduce the signs, then everybody wins. And using the variance process of special use exemption and dangling the digital as an incentive maybe is a way to do that. Maybe it's not. Maybe we can't word it. But I think we need to give, in my opinion, those two issues some consideration because we've seen what can happen through the variance process. No criticism or praise to either side of that, but it has gotten a bit out of control. And I think in this instance, with given the standards that seem to be agreeable with the industry, there really is a lot of elbow room there on either side. There's not a lot of elbow room for the county to find a reason to reject an application, and there's not a lot of elbow room. We shouldn't provide elbow room to the applicants to try to form things up. So I think we're both tying each other's hands in that regard. So I'm reluctant to give a variance for new billboards going forward, a special exemption. I'd like to noodle through that to see if we can find a way to avoid that.
I think your suggestion was, and I hadn't really thought of it before, but no variances going forward. If you're coming in, so there'd be sort of two buckets, to use Mr. Burton's term. If you've got an existing sign, maybe in that case you get a variance if you're reducing things or if it's an improvement.
Any non-conforming, but, yeah. If you've got new, it's got to conform.
Right.
And any non-conforming, we need to set some parameters by which the Board of Adjustments will have to say, well, okay, you're going to reduce to, two billboards into one, but you're a little tight on setbacks, you already have two there, and you want to put a digital, okay. Well, we'll allow you to have a little latitude on the variance, but you're going to get rid of two signs and have one, and you're going to put a digital. But I don't think we should just say, well, you've had a non-conforming, and now you're going to come into the Board of Adjustments and put the same non-conforming sign, but digital. Well, we're rewarding non-conformance in that regard, and I think we should try to find a way to provide an incentive to let them advance their industry and their practices and their business, but also advance the needs of the county in trying to reduce those numbers of signs.
Is that what we're supposed to be doing?
I don't know.
Reducing the number. That what this is all about, it's, reducing
you know,
the
it
number
seems
that,
well, when you had, you know.
I mean, I've really been pondering, what is exactly, why are we doing all this? I've never quite understood the
I think Mr. Rogers' analogy of no, no, no down the swimming pool was reasonably accurate.
As Mr. Sharp said at the very beginning of his presentation, we were tasked with putting this together at the direction of council.
Absolutely. And I'm not shooting any of the messengers.
Yeah.
Understand that you're all doing what you're.
Because it did. It started, like Mr. Ross pointed out, it started with a letter from the Board of Adjustment. And I think what happened with that is the letter sort of perhaps said one thing, but I think as it sort of shined a light, I don't know how many nits or foot candles that light had, but it shined a light on the sign ordinance itself, people started digging into it, and that led to further scrutiny and, hey, we ought to fix this or we ought to change that. That's kind of, I think, how it evolved.
Well, it would have been a lot easier for us to just said yes, but I think we really need to try to get it right.
I'd like some more noodle time.
I don't have a problem with that at all. You can noodle all you want.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on the proposed sign ordinance for further consideration by the commission.
I would just point out with that, too, before you vote. We are in a moratorium, and it's currently scheduled, so there's a little bit of, but not much, of legal wiggle room, because one thing that we've also been advised is that, to the extent we can, we want to avoid extending that moratorium. So I would ask that it be put back on the next agenda, and
right.
That everybody do their noodling.
When's the moratorium end?
June 15th. Yeah. So by the time we get through here and council has their hearing, gets their recommendation and votes. So there's
our next meeting's the 26th.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So let's put it on for the 26th and
see what happens.
Deal with it. How about that?
I think that's reasonable.
Is there a motion?
Yep, that's
I think
motion.
It was moved and seconded.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on the ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21, signs. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anybody else have anything for the good of the order?
Welcome, Mr. Huzzin. Did you enjoy that? Was that fun or what?
It's pretty cool.
Really, just got introduced to one of the most complex areas of zoning.
Yeah, you right, don't right have these every night.
Thank you, everybody, for your kindness and your help. I'm a pretty quick learner.
Yeah, that's
all nice. Right, then, anything else?
Ms. Cornwell, did you have?
Ms. Cornwell, did you have an item for the good of the order?
Not at the moment, no.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. We talked a little bit about...
There's a potential for the next meeting that McCormick Taylor may come and it either one of the next few meetings to come give a presentation as to where we are with the comp plan.
Oh, really? That would be awesome.
That would be nice. We would enjoy that.
Just want to let you know that we're...
Yeah, I just... The request has been made and I just haven't had a chance to check the email to see what date worked for them. So one of the upcoming meetings, they will hopefully be here to give just an update of where we're at.
I thought they'd lost their green card. Jeez, that's good to hear.
We'll watch those future agendas. We're adjourned. Peace and harmony.